Welcome to the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's go ahead and get started. What's poppin', piglets? So, welcome back to another episode of the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. This is going to be a super special podcast because my English Bulldog is sitting on my lap during this podcast. I don't know what she's on today, but she just wants to basically run in circles. I have no idea what her problem is, but she kind of just needs attention. So if you guys hear any grunts or snorts similar to a pig, that would be her, and I apologize in advance. Actually, we'll see if she wants to say hi. Okay, I don't know if you guys could hear that, but she sniffed you, which I think is a really positive sign. So today's podcast, I really wanted it to be something super quick and easy that you could implement, you know, long term, and even sort of set up for the holidays so you can ensure that you have sort of some type of family time. You're not responding to not necessarily like stupid questions, but questions that are answered in other places that or that are easily accessible to your clients or customers. So this is basically going to be how to set up your Facebook Messenger DMs in an automated but fun type of way. So on that note, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so step one of this is really going to be, why is this important and why is this something that you need to take time out of your very busy pre-holiday schedule to do? And basically it's for your post-holiday sanity, or just sort of your sanity in answering the same ridiculous questions over and over and over again. So basically, just to sort of give you guys some stats, about 54% of people in the United States plan to purchase something the week after Christmas. Literally the week after Christmas. And 25% of those sort of purchases are done with gift cards, probably given to them during Christmas. And the last Saturday before Christmas is also known as Super Saturday. I didn't ever really know that, I guess, until this year. I didn't know it had a name. But this is always a huge, huge day, especially for retail places, people trying to sell online, things like that, because there's so many people that are last minute shopping, especially if you have a brick and mortar and you're able to be open during this time. I would definitely expect a higher than usual turnout here. And just to sort of give you a perspective of what that means, I know percentages are hard to sort of visualize. And I guess even this number is going to be hard to visualize, but 134 million Americans literally plan to buy the week after Christmas. If you do not want to be responding to these people, setting up these sort of steps is seriously going to be so, so essential. So sort of getting everything started out with, how do you even navigate to your Facebook Messenger area? So if you need any questions on that, you can basically just go to your page, go to settings, and then go to Messenger, and it will bring you all there. If you aren't really sure how to do that, I know some people are very visual people. There is a really quick video of me just walking through it up on the blog on thesleepypigsmm.com. So once you're there, we need to start optimizing. So the first thing that I would go to look at is instant reply. This means that this is going to be the first thing that's going to pop up on your page when people go and visit it. I recommend having something that is compelling. You really want to suck people in, but you also want it to be super short. I would also recommend having this instant reply be instant. So just making sure that it pops up right away when somebody visits. The three things that I really, really would recommend including in this instant reply, again, keeping it short, but including like something like, thank you for visiting, thanks for checking me out, something like that, something fun about you or your business. I'd really emphasize, you know, if you are handmade, locally owned, something like that. Mentioning that here, and then also an advanced action they can take. So that can be you visiting the website, that can be shooting you an email, something like that. If you are going to be out of the office, it might be ideal to put this here as well so people know right away. This might be a little bit of a turnoff, so maybe wait until the more advanced messaging options a little bit later in the podcast. But if this is something you don't want to respond to people right now, you know, definitely go ahead and include that right here. They will still probably like your page or something, but it's a little bit out there, I guess. So not necessarily recommended, but if you're not going to respond, just slap it in there anyways. In terms of sort of disclaimers that you could include here, if you are open 24/7, if you do like home emergencies, home like emergency repairs, you're a plumber, or if you are any type of medical professional, it might be helpful to include in here either contact our 24/7 line at and then the phone number, or you know, if you are medical based, this can also include like an emergency line or call 911. Just because there are some people that will come for that stuff, and if it just pops up instantly, you just save them a little bit of time and they will definitely appreciate it. So jumping over to your away message. So this is definitely something that you can set if you are going to be in the office sometimes, but not all the time. I'd highly recommend setting this to both Facebook and Instagram if you are able, because it just makes things easier, honestly. And then people don't feel like you're ignoring them or whatever. So make sure to include, you know, thank you for visiting, when they can expect to hear from you next, whether that be a couple of hours, whether that be in 3 days, 5 days, whatever. But definitely make sure to include this here. And then I would also recommend getting them to take an extra action. So whether that be, you know, visit my website, orders are still shipping out, something like that. Or if you don't want to do that, you can also do something to keep them entertained. I've seen this be done less sort of frequently, but I think it is so, so much fun. And if you are somebody who's looking to enhance engagement or something like that, then this tip would be highly recommended because it's just fun. People are going to want to do this. And it would just be to link to a like fun quiz. Again, I know it sounds silly, but you'd be surprised at the people that are going to stop and take this quiz, and then just ask them to drop by and leave their response, and you'll get back to them as soon as possible. This can be a quiz on your website. Again, highly recommend making it a little bit more fun related, or this could even be just like a BuzzFeed quiz, and that will just start the conversation, which I think would be really positive for a lot of people because I know engagement is so, so important for a ton of people out there right now, and as it should be. The next sort of more advanced stuff, so this is going to be stuff that is more like a quiz, if we're talking about quizzes, where there are set, you know, questions. The person can select the question that they're looking for and then sort of go through the prompt from there. So to get started out with, there's two more options. So it's questions for potential customers and then also frequently asked questions. So this can be a little bit confusing. So I'm going to start off with questions for potential customers. So questions for potential customers is really a lead generation form. You're going to set this if you want people to fill this out and you collect some type of information for them with the idea that you're going to follow up with them. And again, if you're going to follow up with them in X amount of days, whatever, I would just make that very obvious to them. So again, they don't feel like you're ignoring them, or they're not going to go visit how many other people's page because they feel like you are blowing them off, something like that. So again, this is questions for potential customers is lead generating. What's also really great about this is it lets you set a reminder if the person left the sort of form, as we'll call it, without responding to all the questions. This is, again, really, really helpful, obviously, because it really gets people to hopefully fill out your form all the way, and then hopefully you'll have a lead waiting for you when you're back from the holidays. So then going over to frequently asked questions, this is going to be a really similar setup, but this should mainly be used for people who don't really want a follow-up, or you're constantly getting asked silly questions. So for instance, what is your return policy? What is your shipping information? How do I implement my gift card on the website? Something along those lines is going to be really, really helpful, especially right now. I would even go to say, you know, if you are a service provider, maybe set this to frequently asked questions. Even include a question like, what should I do if I need assistance now, if you have like a 24/7 line or something like that. Again, the holidays are going to be, I guess, lead generating for a lot of people who are taking the first step, the first gift card they get or something along those lines. But really, frequently asked questions, I think if you do not want to be actively responding to a bunch of people, this is the way to go. So next we have appointment reminders, and this only works if you have appointments set up or synced with your Facebook page. That's sort of a different type of tutorial. Let me know if you need help on that. But if you do utilize this function of Facebook, I'd really, really recommend setting up an appointment reminder in Facebook, because just being blunt, people are going to hate that I'm going to say this, but most of your email reminders are going to spam. Okay, I'm sorry. I said it. They are. Like, all of mine go to spam automatically every time. I didn't even set it to do that. I just automatically did that. So I'm sorry. However, if you were to set up a reminder in Facebook, most people are going to get that reminder over an email. So really highly recommend utilizing that function if that is something that you are doing. And then lastly, we have contact and location. So these are just sort of an extension of FAQs. Basically, contact is just if people ask for the contact information, it will give them the contact information. If they are looking for the location, it just gives them the location. Super duper easy. If you can't figure out FAQs and you are looking for people to contact you, just do this. It's going to be a lot easier than anything else. And then the next sort of thing that I would recommend implementing is if you do get a lot of reviews, or if you have the reviews enabled on your Facebook page, they also allow you to set up a page recommended and page not recommended. So I would highly recommend doing this. You can set this to be like 10 minutes after somebody recommends you or does not recommend you. I'd recommend having something really personal for the people that leave a review. I'd also recommend publicly responding to these reviews, but you can attach like a personal video, a personal photo, something like that, that says, thank you so much from our team. If somebody does not recommend you, this is so, so essential, guys, because this is going to be when somebody is going to like feel bad about leaving a review, is within like the first 5-10 minutes of leaving it, if they're not a passionate hater, which we've all encountered before. But if you need help dealing with negative reviews, I do have sort of a How to Combat Negative Review podcast that you guys can check out. It's a couple episodes back. But basically here, I would just say, hi, X. And yes, you can include the person's name in all of these. There is an option. You just add like personalization. So you just say, hi, blank. I'm so sorry you are not happy with our service. Customer says client satisfaction is number one goal. If there's anything we can do to make this situation right, please feel free to reach out to us. And as I said in that podcast, I would feel safe doing this because 99.9% of people aren't going to reach back out. However, you know your audience better than I do. So if you're scared they're going to do it, don't maybe necessarily include that or say somebody will be reaching out to you, because I've also heard of people leaving reviews that just got confused on the business. So again, just keep that sort of in the back of your mind. I'd highly recommend turning those on. But again, that is sort of a business to business basis. Now, lastly, you've gone through setting all of this information up. I'd highly recommend implementing it into your website. And yes, you can go ahead and do that. That is an option where you can connect your website to this messenger. And again, this is going to be really fantastic because then everybody's just going to get these same responses. So especially if people are asking the same sort of ridiculous questions, like what is your return policy? What is the shipping time? How do I implement a gift card? You've done it in one place, work smarter, not harder, slap it onto the website too. And it's sort of nice that if you have that, you can just respond to those messages via Facebook or email, if that is how you roll too. You can just collect people's email. But anyways, that is all that I had for the podcast today. If you guys need a synopsis, if you need a step-by-step guide of how to even navigate to this messenger setup automation, head over to the blog at thesleepypigsmm.com. And I am this week only, so the week of December, well, today's going to be December 9th, but through December 13th, I will be offering 50% off all Pinterest programs for the first month that you are signed on with a 3-month contract. So be sure to email me. You can email me at thesleepypigsmm@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Again, I'd highly recommend taking advantage of that, especially we just talked about Pinterest so much. So if you hadn't had time to implement it, you know how to contact me. I will talk to you guys next week. Again, if you guys have any emergency questions or things you need help with, feel free to reach out. My help is free. The actual work is not, but I'm sure that's something everybody can respect. So anyways, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.